as we continue to examine the Lutheran liturgy, we are looking at the service of the sacrament. This month's article is entitled, The Pax Domini. In Matthew 18:20, we read, Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Jesus promises this. Every worship service is a time of precious fellowship with brothers and sisters in the faith and with the Lord Jesus himself. By faith we are joined to him as branches to the vine. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He comes to us in an even closer, visible, and tangible way. He gives us his very body and blood in, with, and under the earthly elements of bread and wine. Martin Luther wrote, quote, I certainly love it with all my heart, the precious, blessed supper of my Lord Jesus Christ, in which he gives me his body and blood, accompanied by the exceeding sweet and gracious words, given for you, shed for you, end quote. The historic Christian liturgy rightfully focuses a great deal of attention on this special feast for the soul. Following the preface, Sanctus, and Lord's Prayer, the pastor speaks the words of institution to consecrate, to set apart for the Lord's use, the bread and wine. And then comes the Pax Domini, Latin, for the peace of the Lord. The pastor may pick up both the chalice and the bread while saying, The peace of the Lord be with you always. The congregation responds by singing or speaking, Amen. Such simple and yet reassuring gospel-filled words. On the first Easter night, Jesus appeared to his frightened disciples and said, Peace be with you. Though they had abandoned him at his arrest in the garden, and only John was there at his crucifixion, Jesus assured them of his peace. He had endured the suffering for all their sins, and now all was well between them and God. Looking ahead to their work as the Lord's apostles, there was no cause for fear. The living Lord would be with them always. That peace is also ours. St. Paul assured the Corinthian believers that they need not be anxious about anything. Philippians 4, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of forgiveness is given by the Lord in the sacrament in a way which we can see, taste, and touch. When we eat food, it becomes part of us. We take it into ourselves where it nourishes every cell of our body. In the Lord's Supper, we take in Jesus' body and blood. The Lord and his peace become part of us. Galatians 2 tells us, It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It is a way for us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34, verse 8. No matter the strife happening in the world around us, no matter how uncertain and unstable your life is, the Lord gives you his peace to see you through all of the unknowns of the new year and beyond, until we join the entire Holy Christian Church in that eternal feast of his kingdom and glory. The Lord will never forsake his own. In Isaiah 26 we read, You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Whether it is spoken or sung, the confident response of faithful hearts is, Amen. This article was written by Michael Eichsted, pastor of Messiah Lutheran Church in Hales Corners, Wisconsin, and a past president of the CLC.